You don't understand. Not yet, not yet. Huh? Maybe you need to, we need to train a little bit. Ah, Ludovic, what is?
My sabai.
What is wrong?
My stomach is not good. Can I go?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Yogmani, what did you give him to eat? The body is that brings us a lot of troubles. Yeah? So, anyway, you know, when we are here, yeah, I mean, we just recited the Patimokkha, that is the 227 rules for the month, yeah? When you are here, yeah, I mean, you keep the 8 precepts, yeah? You know the 8 precepts, yeah? You heard of it, yeah? You all heard of it, yeah? But to keep them is more difficult, yeah? What is, yeah? Actually, we keep 9 precepts, yeah? Here. So, not harm any living being, not taken what is not given, no sexual conduct, not at all, yeah? I mean, I don't want to see, you know, a woman and a man, you know, talking to each other, yeah? Unless it is, you know, it has something to do with the monastery, yeah? Or with our duties that we have, and otherwise, you know, I don't want to see that, yeah? No lies, no harsh speech. Huh? Then, yeah, no alcohol, no drugs. Is anyway here we don't have it. Yeah? Not eating before afternoon. Huh? So we eat only one meal a day. So I mean, this is. And there is no food in the kuti, and there are no drinks in the kuti. You know, except for water. Yeah, huh? You can take hot water to the kuti, or you can take cold water to the kuti. But there is no food in the kuti. Huh? What else, yeah? Oh, no high beds, you know, we don't have any high beds anyway, so no comfortable beds, you know, we have the wood, yeah? and one hard, you know, one hard pillow, you know, that is fine. Yeah? So what else is it, yeah? There's one more, yeah? No adornments, yeah? And no perfume and all, you know, anything. I think that's it. I mean, we have to put it actually out, you know, for some people who don't know it. Yeah? So we keep these 8 or 9 precepts, yeah, and that is enough for us, you know, if you want to go the path, yeah. And then the rest, and then after that, you know, I mean, we practice, yeah, and we practice as much as possible. And the first thing is, you know, to get the mind calm. Once the mind is calm, we train it to have sati. Yeah? And sati means to know. Yeah? We know if there's the Buddha, yeah? We know if the Buddha is fast, we know if the Buddha is slow, we know if the Buddha is deep, or we know if the Buddha is shallow. We know, we observe. The important thing about practice is observing. Yeah? It's not manipulating. It's not making. It's not looking for results. Yeah? It is just observing, yeah? And if you don't know what observing is, observe the nature here, observe the animals, yeah? I mean, now they are quite, the birds, the small birds, the bigger birds, yeah? And the what is the garrock, what is it called?
Squirts,
yeah, thank you. The squirts, you know, and the ants, yeah? And there we learn how to observe because we cannot pressure them to do anything. But we observe exactly, you know, what they do, you know, see how they do it, yeah? And then the same method we use for observing our Buddha or observing the Buddha, yeah? This is so important, yeah? To know, yeah? When we observe the ants, or when we observe, you know, the birds, you know, or observe, you know, the the squirrels, then we know the moment we observe, we know what they are doing. Yeah? And that should be the same thing for observing our breath or for observing the Buddha. We should only know, we should not manipulate. Except when the Buddha is gone, you know, we should bring it back to the Buddha. Or when the breath is gone, we should put our attention back to the breath. That's where we control. We always, you know, it's just like observing the ants, and then something distracts us, you know, and then we bring our attention back to the ants. And that's the same thing. We bring always our attention back to the Buddha or to the breath. This is really important, and that's where we do need the effort, because the mind doesn't want to go back. He wants to play around with all his thoughts and memories, you know, oh, what I have done, you know, last year, or how my practice was yesterday, and why isn't it good today, or, It's useless, So, stay with the Buddha, or stay with the breath, And then the second thing that you have to learn is to know, how the breath is, Just like I explained it, To know how the breath is, and that is difficult. Because the moment we have some sort of concentration, there's a nice feeling, there's a peaceful feeling coming, and then we instantly go to this feeling, and then we forget our practice. No, at that time we need to know it much clearer. You know, is the breath deep? Is it shallow? Is it, you know, is it rough? Or is it, you know, calm? Or if it is subtle. And the people who use the breath does not disappear. What disappears is the interest in the breath. It's just like the interest in the Buddha. Oh, I can't do my Buddha anymore. Because we lost the interest in the Buddha, because it's so boring, we want to have some more excitement. No, the Buddha does not disappear, the breath does not disappear. Actually, you know, the breath and the Buddha becomes much stronger the more we are concentrated. It becomes enticing, and it becomes so interesting that we don't even want to know anything else. So this is the sati that we have to develop. And in the evening or towards the evening, we do a daily reflection. And this is something also that fosters the sati. We have to remember, we try to remember what kind of thought did we make. And then, you know, from there on, what did we do? If we sat or if we walked chunkrump, that is fine, then we believe that, But then what did we do? Why did we stop? Well, what kind of feeling was it? What kind of thought came up? And so on. And then go to the next, And if you don't remember, don't try to figure it out. Just go to the next that we can remember. Meal, or going to the sala. This I remember, then having the meal, And then, what happened? Until I went up to my kuti, my sati was lost, Then you know, this daily reflection is for us to know what is going on during the day. How is it going, Meiji Emily, Difficult, Meiji Windy, Who is there? Sunanda is, Meiji Sunanda, also Saoling, It is not easy, this daily reflection. But if you do it, if you try it every day, it's so helpful, because then we see what we are doing, why we are doing, and what results it has that we have never ever in our life. We just followed our kilesas that tell us to do this, or to think this, or to memorize this, or to speak this, But we never ask why, The question is, and when we do the reflection, we see, what brings us to do this, or what brings us to say this, It's not easy, I know, But we are here to train. We have all the time to train, We have nothing else to do, This little bit, taking care after the meal, cleaning it up, And in the afternoon, sweeping, what is this, We still have, so many hours, And we sleep, maybe 4 hours or 5 hours, For people who start, and they sleep 6 hours, but, for people who practice a lot, they sleep only 4 hours, And when you really get into practice, you need only 2 hours. This is enough, to other, because also most of the time you rest anyway in samadhi, yeah? And until you do your investigation, yeah? Until you do the investigation of the body. Yeah? And then try to sit longer, you know, to, yeah? Once you get calm, once you have sati, then, yeah? Sit longer and investigate pain. Because the pain will come. Yeah? No problem. There's no. Yeah. You don't have to look for it. You know, it will come by itself. Yeah. But most of the time, you don't even feel it because boredom comes before that. Yeah. Boredom or restlessness or this or that. You know. I mean, you can't even come to the pain. Yeah. Because but if you can cope with restlessness or with boredom, I mean, then the pain is coming, and then you start to investigate the pain, like I often explain. So I think that is enough for today, enough instructions, yeah? And to conquer time, yeah? So now go back to your putti and practice. Yeah? I mean, there's light enough, so I mean, you can practice a lot of chankram, especially now it is hot, you don't really want to sit, yeah? Practice, yeah? I mean, it's a good view when you go down, you have a lot of chankram top, yeah? So you can use that. And even the cave there down below, you know, I mean, just put some candles in, you know, I mean, you can walk. Yes. Okay?